Welcome back
to the best sports podcast you'll ever listen to.
With the second episode of the Who's the True Goat.
And in this episode, we will be comparing Joe Montana and
Leo Messi.
All right, Max, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little brief background on Joe Montana. So his full name is Joseph Clifford Montana Jr. He's an American former football quarterback who played in the National Football League for 16 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. He's also nicknamed Joe Cool and the Comeback Kid.
Well, those are definitely cool names. Well, for my guy, Leo Messi, he born in the year of 1987, Argentina. He's a right winger. He can also play as a striker, midfielder, as every position you want. He's now 34 years old. I'm now playing Paris Saint-Germain for France.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get this started off with some awards and all that. So Joe Montana has won the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's been inducted into that. Two NFL Most Valuable Player Awards, four Super Bowl championships, three All-Pro selections, eight Pro Bowl selections. And yeah, what you got?
Well, as I always I want to start with the Ballon d'Or. Leo Messi, as we discussed last time, Cristiano Ronaldo has five Ballon d'Or. Messi is the more awarded player of this trophy. Seven times winner of the Ballon d'Or. 2009, 10, 11, 3 years consecutive. 2012, well, four. 2015, 2019, and 2021 was just literally last year.
All right. Well, we're just going to go ahead and get you a little picture where you can see just the size of Joe Montana. He was 6'2", 200 pounds. That is an absolute unit of a man.
Well, Messi debuted in the year 2004 with 17 years old. He came from Argentina without difficulty to grow up, right? Barcelona offers him a new treatment in order to play in Barcelona. So, in his first season, he scored 5 goals. After then, he has scored like between 20 and 30 goals per season. Just gonna give you a crazy fact. In the year 2014-13, he scored 90 goals in just one season. 91, I mean.
That is impressive, because when I watch soccer, I know it is very difficult to score a goal. You always, the soccer games would be like, how long are these soccer games?
90 minutes.
And I remember I was watching it one time, and I only seen like 3 goals at the most.
Well, you have to count the like how many games does this play for a year, because if you're gonna like the normal season, it could be like 60. Okay. If it's like a international year, like if you have the World Cup or something like that, it could be like more like, you can talk about 80 games.
That is still a very impressive day for you, or for that one person, Messi, to score all of those goals.
Well, we're talking about 3 goals per game, close to that.
Okay. Well, we're looking at completion percentage right here for Joe Montana. His completion percentage is 63.2. That is right over 50%. And that is pretty darn good. He's played 192 games with only 139 interceptions. That's less than 50% a game. And his touchdowns, 273. That means he is scoring at least 4 touchdowns a game.
Wow. Yeah. So before we talk about his performance in his club in Europe, we have to talk his performance in his international team, Argentina.
Okay.
So for the luck of Messi, he made it to the final of the World Cup in 2014. But he loses against Germany in the last minutes before going to the penalties. Next, the next year, in 2015, he played the Copa America final against Chile. He loses in penalties. But his bad, the next year, 2016, he lost the same Copa America against Chile, and in the same way, in penalties. And for his bad luck, the other year after, 2017, he always lost another final. But, matter of fact, the last season, we're talking about 2021, he won the Copa America with Argentina. After four consecutive final that he lost, he finally won his Copa America with Argentina, his first international trophy.
All right, well, if we're talking about like big stuff, we'll jump right over to Super Bowl 16, where the San Francisco 49ers beat the Bengals 26-21. Montana started at quarterback. He completed 14 of 22 passes for 157 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Montana also had six rushes for 18 yards and one touchdown. He was named the game's most valuable player in the Super Bowl, the biggest game of the year.
Well, that's very impressive. Well, for Messi, we have the Champions League, right?
Okay.
He won the Champions League in 2014-15, also in 10-11, 8-9, and 5-6. We're talking about the year 2005. He was literally close to 18 years old, and he already won the most magnificent trophy of Europe.
All right. Now we'll jump over to Super Bowl 19. San Francisco 49ers beat the Dolphins 38-16. Montana started at quarterback. He completed 24 of 35 passes, almost a perfect game for 331 yards. He had three touchdowns, no interceptions. Montana also had five rushes for 59 yards and one touchdown. He was once again named the game's most valuable player.
Well, I was saying, in the year 2020-2021, Messi scored four goals in the Copa America, three goals in La Liga, and the year after, before that, he scored 25 goals and 12 goals in the Champions League. We're talking about a tournament with almost between, for the group stage, six games, and for the knockout stage, we have like eight games. That's a lot of golf in just a short time of tournament.
That is very impressive. And then we'll jump to Super Bowl 23, where San Francisco 49ers face the Bengals once again, and the 49ers once again secured a victory from 20-16. Montana once again started at quarterback. He completed 23 of 36 passes, just a little bit worse than he did the last Super Bowl, for he completed 357 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He also had four rushes for 13 yards. Montana guided the 49ers on a 92-yard drive for the game-winning touchdown with 34 seconds left to play in the game.
Well, now we're talking about crazy stuff. Messi just made his transfer to PSG this season, right?
Yes.
So, as we compare like a player of the level of Messi, he should score like 30, 20, 25 goals per season, right?
Okay.
This time, he wasn't even lucky. He has three goals for between 20, 25 games.
Okay.
I don't think he feels comfortable playing in France that he wasn't playing in Spain. Matter of fact, we have these facts about his performance in the Spanish champion called Copa del Rey. We have the 2004-2005, he was winner also the next season, 5-6. Then we have the 8-9, 8-10, 10-11, 12-13, 14-15, 15-16, 17-18, 18-19. We're talking about 11 times winner of this trophy.
That is very impressive. But for Joe Montana, we'll jump over to his fourth and final Super Bowl. This was Super Bowl 24. It was San Francisco 49ers facing the Denver Broncos, where the 49ers swamped the Broncos 55-10. Montana, of course, started at quarterback. He completed 22 of 29 passes. That is only seven away from a perfect game. He secured over 297 yards, five touchdowns, no interceptions. Montana also had two rushes for 15 yards, and once again, he was named the game's most valuable player.
Well, now we're talking about statistics. Messi has scored 600 goals.
Wow.
Almost about 500 assists. We know that Ronaldo has more goals than Messi, but we have to consider the assists because he's not a striker. He's a midfielder who was good as a striker in the beginning of the season, in every season. So we also have the FIFA Club World Cup winner. This is an award who was given to the team who made it to the World Cup. It's not about the World Cup or international, no. We're talking about the World Cup between the winner of the Libertadores, that's the tournament from South America, the winner from the Gold Cup, North America, Asia, Europe, and Africa. He won it 3 times, 2011, 2009, and 2015. That was the last time that he won that trophy. In order to make it to the World Cup, you had to win the Champions League. So that's why.
Let me go ahead and just inform you on some of Joe Montana's awards and honors. He was a Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 26, Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 19. In 1986, he was named Comeback Player of the Year, returning from an injury. In 1989, he was voted MVP and Player of the Year. In 1989, once again, he was named Offensive Player of the Year. In 1989, again, he was named NFC's Most Valuable Player. And for Super Bowl 24, he was named the MVP. Once again, 1989, a wonderful year for him. In 1990, he was named MVP and Player of the Year. NFL's All-Decade Team of 1980. And he also won Super Bowl Silver Anniversary Team and NFL's 75th Anniversary All-Time Team. He featured on both of those teams.
Well, now we're talking about the Player of the Year. Messi has won the year of 2018-19 from La Liga. 17-18, 16-17, 14-15, 12-13, 11-12, 10-11. Also, two more, nice, 10, 8, 9, and he also won the Champions League Player of the Year on 2018-2019. We're talking about 10 consecutive Player of the Year in every competition.
Okay, Max, look at these stats right here. You see this? In 1981, he had 13 wins and 3 losses. In 1984, 15 wins, 1 loss. In 1987, 13 wins, 2 losses. In 1989, 14 wins, 2 losses. 1990, 14 wins, 2 losses. 1992, 14 wins, and 2 losses. Those stats. He finished perfect, the perfect first in all of those years that I just read to you.
Well, now we're talking about undefeated teams. We have to focus on the Argentina journey. Since 2017, the team of Argentina didn't lose even one game until this time. We had to base on the two Copa Americas that they played between those years, the World Cup that was played in 2018, and other like friendly matches. For my American audience, they can like remember that game between Argentina against the United States and that free kick that Messi score like taking about 30 minutes away.
Okay, well, how many, do you know how many games Messi has played?
We're talking about between 800.
800, okay.
Yeah.
And you said he had, was it 80, 90 goals?
Well, that was just for one season.
Oh, okay.
It was between almost 1700 system between those, yeah.
That is impressive. But if we look at Joe Montana, he has only played for 15 seasons, which is 92 games, and he has become one of, if not the best, quarterback to ever play.
Well, for his journey in France, that just started, Messi just have one trophy with the Paris Saint-Germain. There is the French champions, Marco, Ligue 1, Uber Eats. For his journey in France, they get eliminated by Real Madrid in the knockout stage. They won their first game by 1-0 and they lost it 3-1 in the second leg. For the French Cup, they just lost in the semifinals. Well, just a bad luck at the season for Messi, yeah.
Well, we're running low on time here, but just like all good things, our podcast must end and also Joe Montana's career must end. On April 18th, 1995, Montana announced his retirement before a huge crowd at the Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco.
Well, for Messi, he told the audience that this might be the last year playing for Argentina team, but he's now 34. If we're comparing him to Ronaldo, Ronaldo is now 37. And we also have this player whose name is Zlatan Ibrahimovic. He's a striker with 42 years old and still playing on the lead. Well, we have to close the episode for now. You have to say something else?
Tune in next week for
the third episode of the series of
Who is the True GOAT? We will see y'all next time.